Time to talk about things going on in the city of Bryan. Marilyn Strada is here this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great, Scott. How are you today?
I'm all right. Hey, I got a question for you as an administrator for the city. Last week, I think it was a week ago today, Dan Patrick had a hearing in San Antonio. 50 people testified, 5 hours of testimony having to do with the possibility of tax rollback options. Mm-hmm. That's got to scare every administrator in counties and cities and school districts all over Texas. Oh, yeah?
Oh, yes, it does. The revenue caps, it's very scary for us because when they pass along restrictions on how we can get revenue to pay, you know, police, fire, build streets, parks, whatever, the state doesn't offset that with anything from the state. I think Texas ranks, the cities in Texas rank 47th out of the country in state support, state financial support. Mm-hmm. So we're on our own.
Yeah. Yeah.
And you know, nobody likes to raise taxes, but when you work hard in terms of economic development to bring in new business, which brings in new rooftops, it generates more tax revenue for the city. Mm-hmm. So a lot of what you're seeing in the increased valuation is new construction. And so it's difficult to try to make up what we think would happen to us.
Yeah, you'd probably have a shortfall.
Yeah, if the revenue caps are too far for us.
Well, and that's the thing is, I mean, anybody gets an opportunity to vote on rolling back or capping their taxes, they're going to do it. You know, even so, I'm very much opposed to the senior citizen tax cap. I mean, that's something my mom and I just can't talk about. That's we just disagree about that because I think you have to pay your share. If and again, we all want things from our government, but we can't do it with little red rocks. We got to have money when it comes to that kind of thing.
Well, the city of Bryan's been able to either hold the same tax rate or decrease the tax rate a little bit, I think the last 13 or 14 years. Mm-hmm. And that's wonderful.
Sure.
But that's because of this, you know, the increased valuation through, well, not only increased property valuations, but new construction on the ground.
Right.
And so that's a good thing.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And well, I don't think we should be punished for that.
No, that's the whole idea is we go into business to get bigger, I think. All right, what else you got for me today?
I have one little announcement before you hear from our council member.
Yeah.
I want to encourage everybody to head over to the Morris Buzz Hamilton Dog Park this Saturday, February 6th from 1 to 3 for the Smooch-a-Pooch event.
Okay.
There's going to be children's Valentine crafts and a kissing booth. I'm not sure exactly who's going to be handing out the kisses, but I am going to go check that out.
Okay. All right. Okay.
And we hope everybody will show up. It's free to the public, and we'll see you there with your furry friend.
All right. There you go. And so we do. We have a city council member here. It's the city council member who's like the guy for the whole city. It's at large. It's Buppy Simak. How you doing, Buppy?
It's great being here.
Good. Thank you for being here this morning. Let's try to get a sense today, by the time we're done, of a little bit about what your priorities are, what's important to you as far as the city and where we need to be going in the next few years.
Let me just say something real quick. I know sometimes you like to throw some fastballs, so take it easy on me today. This is my first live interview since being sworn in, so take it easy on me this morning.
I'll do that. But what are the things that you see Bryan needs to do? Obviously, we're just talking about the growth that's happening, but you have to be prepared, and you have to have a vision that goes beyond that.
I do. I have probably three main things that I think that are very important for Bryan is the revitalization of Texas Avenue. I know that's going to be a long-term project, but if you take a look at Texas Avenue, it's a major thoroughfare through Bryan, one of the three major ones, and it's something that needs to be started now and something we need to, you know, look at downtown. It didn't happen overnight. It's taken years, and that's something I think that's very important for the city of Bryan.
You know, and I know the people say, well, gosh, why can't we bury the power lines like they did in College Station? And I don't think that can happen. That's a lot of money. But what do you individually see that Bryan should be able to do for existing businesses there, number one? And then number two, what can you do for businesses who would like to locate on Texas?
I think there's a lot of things we can do. First off, we can come up with a plan to where if they want to go in and, you know, rebuild or, you know, do upgrades to somehow give them some tax incentives to where You could change, you know, the property values would go up, maybe cap it for a short period of time to where, you know, it would help them. I think that's a great way to incentivize people to go in and reinvest in their properties.
Okay. And if they decide to put a raised median in Texas Avenue, will you bang on the table and tell them not to do that? That would be a good thing.
I think that's very difficult for a lot of businesses in any thoroughfare to have a raised median to where it blocks traffic.
Now, and I understand there is a lot of focus on Texas Avenue, but let's also talk about, I think they had a meeting yesterday, about South College. I mean, you know, that's been changed. It used to be four lanes, and it's not anymore, but there's some other things that can be done there. Give me your view there.
I heard about that last night, and I think that's a great thing because one thing is right down the street from my business.
Oh, yeah.
That's definitely not going to hurt. But that's just, you think about it, that's been in the works, my understanding, for about 15 years. I have some documents dating back to around 2000, 2002. They talked about working on South College. So anytime that you can improve large, make roads larger, I think it's great.
Bubby Simak, newest member of the Bryan City Council. Man, did you sign up for all this stuff that's happening right now with the traditions? That's a pretty good little fight we got going on right now.
You know, it's if you look at traditions to me is a great thing for the city of Bryan. Number one, I think that was a catalyst of what really helped spur the development on the west side. We wouldn't have the Bower Corridor and a lot of the development on the west side. So traditions is a great development for the city, but also long-term is going to have great benefits financially for the city. So to me, it's really a great thing.
You know, the mayor was in here, and I don't want to get on in the weeds too much. The mayor was in here the other day, and he was discussing how there is a real true value to some of that gray water that y'all have. And is the city, to your knowledge, looking to find some other places who might want to come and buy the gray water that the city of Bryan has and it's out there?
You know, I know it's been discussed, but I don't know if there's anything concrete on that. But, you know, at the time that I believe that contract was made, it was a benefit for the city because, I mean, they had a lot of gray water that they didn't really know what to do with.
Sure, sure. Well, again, if we can find a way to use it, I think it's a good thing. Bubby Simak here today, the newest member of the Bryan City Council. So obviously there's a learning curve. You got to take in a lot of stuff. Give me an idea of how you are best able to get background as you get ready to look at your book or your documents for each agenda. What do you do to get background?
Well, I rely on a lot of my business experience, and if I have questions, the best source to go to is the city staff. I mean, you cannot ask for a better group of people. If you need something, they're there for you. I've called and asked questions, and I have it very quickly. So that is the best source to start with, is to go to city staff. And the city of Bryan is so fortunate to have a staff that they have. It's just, I mean, from the city manager to Mary Lynn, you can ask. Mary Lynn keeps me out of trouble. So, but all in all, everybody at the city that I've come in contact with, it's been great to work with.
The traditions is some kind of economic development, but there are other things in economic development as well. As one member of council, what are the things that you think Bryan needs to do to be able to bring new development in?
You know, we've got to be competitive on the things that we do, and we have to, you know, look at going out and finding businesses that really fit with this community. I think that's important. Just businesses are good, but you want businesses that will help grow and bring jobs, you know, good paying jobs. You know, that's mm-hmm. something I think is important, to go after the businesses that can bring the incomes up.
Sure. How will you be a different councilman when we talk a year from now?
Probably be a lot grayer.
You're probably right about that. So full disclosure, I'm on the board of the Downtown Bryan Association, the executive committee as well. Give me your thoughts about Downtown Bryan and where that needs to be, where it is now and where it needs to be from here.
You know, if you go back, I think, you know, it all started about 15, 16 years ago with the LaSalle Hotel. I think that really kick-started the downtown. And it's it's going great, you know, with all the things that are on the ground that are fixing to start happening downtown. I really look to see downtown improve over the next 1 to 2 years. So it's a lot of great things going on downtown. So with that being said, the city and downtown is in a great, great place here in the next year or two.
I think so, too. Thanks for the time this morning. Anything else you want to add?
Yes, I do. I have one quick thing I'd like to bring up. The public is invited to attend a lunch and learn session hosted by the City of Bryan. It's called Numbers and Nachos, Municipal Finance 101.
Uh-oh. Okay.
The city's chief financial officer, assistant chief financial officer, will be leading this session to help the public understand how municipal finances work and how cities are required to account for revenues and expenditures. This will be the first in a series of lunch and learn opportunities the city will be offering this year. Numbers and Nachos will be held Thursday, February 18th in the basement training room of the Bryan City Municipal Building from noon to 1. Try to arrive about 11:45 in time to fix your plate, have a seat before the presentation starts at noon. In order for the staff to get an accurate number of how many plan on to attend, please call 979-209-5008 to let us know if you're coming, or to fill out the form available at the city's website at www.bryantx.gov/lunchandlearn.
All right. Sounds good. Thank you for coming in, Buppy.
Thank you so much.